Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? I am social distance here, back in Studio AOC. We are out at Denver Station. And it's been like, gosh, it's funny when you turn this on, and I had to like rework all of my mobile studio here and get this all put together to be in person. And because it's been so long, we were doing all the podcasts that way. But we're safe, social distance here inside of Denver Station, which I'm really excited to talk about today. But first, let's get into the main message that we're going to be talking about here on the podcast today. And it's all about the Healthy Home Initiatives. And how are you going to benefit from this, right? With COVID, the quote unquote new normal, we have to pay attention to this, right? We've all got shock and awe, and we're all trying to figure this out. So I'm totally stoked. We've been kind of waiting and figuring out the right way to do this. And I think this is the perfect timing to be bringing in Mr. Steven Weber, who is the president CEO of Liaison Home Automation out of Decatur, Illinois. And they have locations there as well as our collaboration space here in Denver. So how we met is taking the global audience, where it's been so fun to meet all these cool people throughout the globe, but we've been putting them together in our local, what we call our experience centers. And as I was putting this together, multiple people where Steve was in the Denver market and looking for a change and wanted to do a collaborative space, and we were in that, and so introductions happened. And long story short, he is our integrator inside of our Denver Experience Center. That it is super cool what he did. Unfortunately, it was kind of right before COVID when we kind of got this finished, but he came in and made this collaborative space that's all about integrating the whole thing. And they are that liaison for the homeowner to put all this awesome, cool stuff together. So the evolution to Denver Station, you've heard me talk about the global megaphone connecting that to our local experience centers. And that's what we're going to be doing today. So I'm so excited to go in and have you get to know Steve like we do here at Denver Station and talking about all the healthy home initiatives. Let's go in and have some fun here at Denver Station. Lock and load, tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
Oh, I knew you'd ask me that because I've heard you ask it 1,000 times on The Art of Construction.
Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, I really don't have a favorite beverage. I guess it depends on the day of the week and
the next one, and
so forth. But, anywhere from water to tea to occasional alcoholic beverage and wine. So I struggle with that. I don't have a favorite beverage.
All right. There you go. I say bourbon, but it's the next one when they say what kind. Trying new things. I think you and I are both kind of the cut from that cloth, right?
Yeah.
We're all about trying new things. Tell us about the favorite place you've traveled, Steve.
I've had the ability to travel a lot of places. I've been very fortunate. Some on just pleasure and so forth, but I've, in my prior life before I started Liaison, I had a medical career and I retired. But part of that career, and I carried that on for a number of years, was going over to Africa and working with the physicians over there. I'm part of an organization called PACS, Pan-African Academy of Christian Surgeons, and we train Christian surgeons. And the organization just had its, I believe, 25th anniversary, and I've been with them for a little over 15 years. We've trained 110 surgeons on the standard, U.S. standard. So 5-year residency. It's really incredible. And it's changing that continent. So I got to say, going over to Africa, it's hard when we do it, but it really is rewarding.
Yeah, what a cool story. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos we're going to talk about breaking down that we passionately call the art of construction?
Yeah, I love to bike. A road bike. I don't trust myself mountain biking. I'll probably kill myself, but I love to road bike. I've been doing it ever since I was a teenager, and I've covered the country, and it's my way of really rejuvenating myself. I go out for a 20-30 mile ride and I just come back fired up to take on the world. So that's what I love to do.
Awesome. And that's why we have this speed round where we find really what makes people tick. And that's why we have to think about what makes us work, right? And why we're so passionate about what we do. And boy, are you a passionate guy about integrating the home automation, right? So tell us your story, which led you to being the leader with Liaison Home Automation.
Yeah, so it's been probably, well, we started the company 6 years ago, but it probably started 10 years ago when I built a home in the mountains here in Colorado, and I wanted to be able to automate it, keep an eye on it, and so forth. And I hired an integrator out of Denver to do that, and I basically struggled with them for a good 4 years. They weren't able to complete the project, and through that, I learned that for the most part, it's a very broken industry. And I'm sure a lot of your contractors out there are going, oh my gosh, another integrator, another trunk slammer, another guy that can't complete a project, because, you know, that's been the norm. And so I was burned. I had scars from it. And I ended up hiring a company that came in and did in 2 days what the other guy couldn't do in 4 years. And I'm like, what's the secret here? And I just dove into it and learned it. I've always been a real technology guy, even when in medicine and surgery. I was always the first to do this and do that, and it was always technology-oriented. So I just said, you know what? Here's an industry that's broken. It's not been scaled. Let's have at it. And so we've broken down the processes and learned how do we scale this. And that's what we've been doing for 6 years.
That's fascinating when I hear that perspective, because I just had a great call before this with, I own a window and door company, you own your integration company. We work together at a collaborative space together. And I was just on a call with the new president of Anderson Windows, and it kept boiling down to the dealer, we're in the people business. And it's funny that you say, I used to work on people, now I work on people's homes, but it's all about in the people business, right? And so that's fascinating. It just kind of hit me when you said that. It's kind of like, wow, working on people and working on people's homes are that's kind of the top of the food chain for all aspects, right? So I commend you for going out and seeing a problem and just saying, you know what, I'm going to go after this and figure it out. So one thing that you've really been talking a lot about that I really wanted to have this conversation with, as we're coming out of COVID and now we're all trying to figure out, okay, what is the home pre and post COVID? And I think this is a critical moment in time that we're venturing into, right? And so people, you know, building practices, tighter homes, all these things keep changing, but then you get hit with something like that stops us and make us think. And I've heard you talk a lot about the healthy home and your focus on the healthy home. So tell us about your initiatives around the healthy home.
Yeah, those are great questions. And we're all wondering how life is going to be post-COVID. I really don't think it's ever going to go back to what it was. And there's been some things that have happened, but I think those were happening already. And this has just sped it up.
I agree, in a lot of ways. It's like things should have happened a long time ago and it's forced, right? Yeah, I've been talking tons about Matthew McConaughey's new book, and his timing was perfect about green lights and the forced winters. It like forced us to all to think about stuff, good, bad, and indifferent, right? So sorry to stop there, but I'm going to listen to you kind of just give us the whole thing about your Healthy Home Initiative and kind of how did that really kick into gear for you?
Yeah, so it really started even before COVID. As an integrator, we look at all the technology of the home and what are the pain points of the homeowner from that, having that technology, from having to set something up or having two things that don't work well together, whatever the pain point happens to be. And our core purpose is simplifying that for the homeowner, you know, making it simple for them through, you know, what we do. And we really started looking at lighting. We've been doing lighting control for a long time, but we really started looking at lighting fixtures just because of a pain point that we had. Not all lighting fixtures are controllable because they don't dim well or they flash at the end or so forth. And we found that when some of the other people that are involved in projects put lighting in there, they don't always take that into consideration. And we said, you know, and we get blamed for it then, because then people say, oh, it's the programming why that light's not working. Well, no, it's not the programming. It's that, you know, we were never told that you had a 0 to 10 dimmer in there or another type of dimming capability. And you really need to know that to work with control systems. We said, you know what, we really should own the lighting part of this too, and the lighting fixtures. So we started diving into that and learning that. I started learning a lot about, you know, having the medical background about how light affects our circadian rhythms, right? So there's an aspect of lighting we call, you know, color temperatures, right? There's the more warm color, and then there's the bright kind of white or bluish, right? Those affect our circadian rhythm. Our circadian rhythm are our hormones, and our hormones affect our sleep cycles. So if you look at the sun, when the sun comes up in the morning, it's an amber color. As it gets to midday, it's more of a 5,000 Kelvin of a bright bluish light, and then as it starts going down, it starts going to that amber color. Well, we were created with a finite day, and we as humans have made that finite day infinite in that we have light all the time, and it's not always the best light. So the result of that is that we have bright lights in the evening, and our circadian rhythms get screwed up, and our melatonin doesn't get released, and we don't sleep, and we have sleeping problems. I mean, sleeping insomnia is rampant in our society, and it's the result. A lot of it is because of our lighting, and people would blame it on other things, but really the science is solidly there that our circadian rhythms are screwed up because of our lights. If you look at what Apple has done with their computers and their phones over the last couple of generations, you now have it so that people say, well, it dims my screen at night. It does more than that. It actually changes the color temperature. So when we take our phone to bed at night, or we take our computer to bed and we work there for an hour, no longer are we being hit by 5,000 Kelvin color temperature that's shutting down our melatonin, causing our brain to say, you're supposed to be wide awake and alert. It's not time to go to bed. And our melatonin doesn't get released and we can't fall asleep. And go figure. So what they've done, they know the science. They have put that temperature, color temperature in there so that it goes to the more that amber color. So as a company, we started looking at, well, what's available out there to help this in our homes and our businesses? And there are lights out there that we call dimmable, warm dims, or color temperatures that are what we call tunable. So we can put in the programming what color temperature you wanted at a particular time of the day. So in the middle of the day, when you need to be awake and alert, you put in, 4,500, 5,000 Kelvin. It's really bluish white light. And as you get later in the day, in the evening, you put into those lighting more 2,700, helping people get ready for bed. So that started our whole thought process of how can we make lighting healthier? And then looking at that and knowing what's going on with the other areas, I started going, well, shouldn't we be looking at the whole home and how can we make it healthier? That's when COVID really pushed it and going, what do we need to be doing to make the air quality better and the air quality better and radon reduction and so forth. So we just said, you know what, it needs to be a package deal that we need to talk to our clients about, saying, here's the technology that's out there. It may be applicable to you. It may not.
I love that example because it's so relatable, right? We all know how the sun rises and sets. And we just had Steve Burrows back on show 202, and he's this world-renowned engineer that has so many good perspectives. And we had Matt McMullen in with him, and it's titled, It Takes a Planet to Change Construction. And it was this fascinating conversation about how AOC development, as we're working on all these different modular projects and talking about the whole thing right now, as I'm hearing all this, just because you can, does that really mean you should? And that makes me think of, this is one of those, just because you can, maybe you should go back in time to say, how did things really come to fruition, to go back sometimes and say, how do we have a better night's sleep? Or on that podcast, they talked about, should you put windows in the bedroom if it's just a sleeping room? And just changing and thinking about this stuff, just because it's always been done that way. And I think that's the silver lining of this COVID. It's forced us to say there's got to be a better way of thinking about this stuff, because it's like for the last 10 years, it's been about the tighter home, the tighter home. Well, that creates a whole nother thing, right? And so where would you be taking, let's get into the weeds on this healthy home initiative. So for example, air purification, I've heard you tell some really good stories about that.
Yeah, so great. So just like you said, we've made these homes tighter and more energy efficient. But the result of that is we've made the homes less healthy. Okay, we don't have the air circulation in there, the movement of air. When they're tighter, the humidity can be too high, which encourages the growth of mold and bacteria, which is not healthy. Studies have actually shown that our homes are 10 times, the air quality is 10 times worse than it is outside. So what can we do without destroying the efficiencies it's created? What can we do to help make that air quality better? And there's products out there. So what can we do for that? And what's been done? Well, the biggest thing is HEPA filters. HEPA filters have been around since 1940. I mean, those were created World War II time era, and they worked and they were great. But there's a lot better technology out there. So the government actually, the military actually came out with, about the 80s, might have been into the 90s, a new technology for germ warfare. Of course, they're looking at, could we potentially get attacked? How do we combat that? Will HEPA filters do that? No, most germ warfare is smaller than what a HEPA filter. HEPA filter goes down to 0.3 microns, okay? And viruses are typically smaller than 0.3 microns. Some of the newer technology called DFS, I think it's disinfecting filtration system that was introduced, actually can go down to 0.007 microns. So quite a bit smaller and clean the air. The other thing is that with HEPA filters, right, that's just capturing. It's like a net, right? As long as the particles that would go through it are bigger than the holes, it's going to be clogged up there, right? And that's the term, clogged up. So it's going to get stuck there. And if you don't change that frequently, all of a sudden you've turned that into inefficient or actually a breeding ground for mold and a breeding ground for bacteria because it's gone collected there and now they're just kind of having a party. So with the DFS, what that is actually it's an ionizing force. So when the particles go through, all the way down to those extremely small particles, and these can clear down to 99%, down to 0.007, these get ionized. When they get ionized, they clump together, and now all of a sudden they can be cleared out of there, and they fall out. So it's just an example of technology that's out there that most people don't know about. And don't use.
Yeah, I mean, I raise my hand and say I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm intrigued, right? And I think it boils down to education. And the part that I want to challenge you on, you'd kind of talked about a little bit earlier, is we got into lighting, if I heard you right, because you're trying to integrate lighting, and the hardware is not working with the software, or vice versa, or something is just not communicating properly to where that you couldn't get what you want out of that. But I raise my hand and say, you're talking about the new version of HEPA filters and filtration system. I go into, well, isn't that the mechanical contractor's job? Why would an integrator of, I think of audio and video when I think of the low voltage integrator guy?
Yeah, that's a great question. As an integrator, we touch every subcontractor on a project. Okay, the only person that might touch more would be the GC himself, but I would bet that's probably the same number because we work very closely with the HVAC guys because we can help control their systems. We want to get, we do. When people ask me, what do? I say, we can control anything that has an electron going to it with a single app. Well, think about that. Everybody, all those subcontractors that are on a project have an electron going to their stuff. Why not be able to control it from one app? Why have to have three apps, four apps, five apps, or whatever to control it? So we present to the homeowner, we can control that HVAC system. We can control that security system. We can control aspects of the plumbing system, such as a pipe burst protection, water mitigation. So we don't stop with just audio and video. We look at everything that's got an electron. How can we bring that in to simplify it? And so when you do that, then you expand out and you look at what's the technology that's going on in these other industries. Are they doing it, or do we need to really help educate our clients and work closely with those guys to produce it? We don't put in, I don't put in the disinfecting system, right? We control it, and I bring that on with the HVAC company and let them put that in.
Yeah, if I'm hearing you right, you're really talking about, okay, I'm coming in to be the liaison to whoever's going to be managing the operational costs after the P&L and the budget of the builders turned the keys over to somebody else. And that's a tough thing in the art of construction, right? Of who's making the call of what stuff best integrates. When you mention the burst pipe, there's nothing about when you're building something to have a line item for down the road when the pipe bursts. That's called insurance. That is kind of an interesting business these days because there's different tools that can be more proactive than reactive. And I think what you're talking about is the thing that changed the game, and what I've seen in my industry as a digital immigrant, my marketing team has taught me versus from my digital natives, is that these apps or the smartphone changed the game. It connected the field to the office, or in your case, this pipe burst to letting me know. But now people are all confused because they got 100 apps that they don't know how to use. And you're saying you come in and try to simplify that, but you truly have to begin with the end in mind. You got to see the value of there will be a pipe bursting like right now in Texas or wherever, all these different things. It's not if, it's when. How do you mitigate that? Am I understanding?
No, you're absolutely right. And that's why we came up with the name Liaison. Because it describes, it doesn't describe audio video, but it describes what we do. We bring together the homeowner, the end user, with the software, the hardware, and the technology, and we marry them together so that it is simple to do and make it as basic for them as we can. And again, we're not trying to compete with the HVAC guys or the plumbers. We're there to help them. And bring in technology that we know works, and to provide education to the homeowner who may not have an opportunity to hear about this stuff. I bring this stuff up with all my homeowners, and most of them are like, "I didn't know that existed. Really, you can do that? Really, that can be done? That's brilliant. That's cool." Well, we're just here to be the educators of what's possible.
Awesome. And so any other cool tools I've been seeing online as we're sitting here saying we had all these goals of having all these in-person events, and I think you said it right, is it's going to be different going forward. And but out of that is some really cool tools. Any other cool tools you want to talk about?
Yeah, there is one in particular that we're just really starting up, and it has to do with one of the big things that's changed with COVID, and that is video conferencing. We as a company, we're in four locations in two different states and growing. We've always had to, you know, bring our team together and do our conferences together. So we've been doing, quote, Zoom calls actually through another platform for 6 years, and we're very good at it. But with COVID, everybody's kind of gotten used to it and accepts it or wants it. And so we're looking at, okay, how is this going to change the home office? How is this going to change relationships? And there's a technology, but I'm sure a lot of people, if I use the term holographics, they probably envision Princess Leia being brought on by, in Star Wars onto this table, and she's just got this 3D image. We're going to get there, okay? We do have a technology we call HoloTelepresence, okay? It's by a company called Art Media, A-R-H-T Media. We can actually do a hologram of a person. Now, it's not, you can't walk behind the person, right? But they have depth. The whole purpose of this is to give a telepresence, right? To put a presence in the room. We can do it so that you and I are in the same room together, but I could telepresence into here from my studio in Chicago, and we would be talking just like this, face to face, and it would be as natural as us being across the table together. it's more natural than a Zoom call where you have a picture of a person on there. That's great. That's better than a phone call. But this even takes a leap beyond that. So,
I've watched it. You just put a social media. We'll put links in the show notes. But you just did with, I think it was one of the founders or something. Like, you guys are like popping onto the screen and it's like, you're really there, and then you put the background and stages, and like you can really tee this thing up in a great way. And back to, just because you can doesn't mean you should get on a plane every time to go meet someone. It's like managing those things we don't have enough of, and that's time and money. I think we've learned that the face-to-face and the sunlight and all these things are a real thing to get out there and do that. But we've also learned how much you can get done without having to the logistics of all those other things that require at certain times.
Yep. We have what our technology, we do high-end homes and we do, average size homes too, because it's becoming a bigger demand. But with those high-end homes become executives who haven't been able to travel, have tasted I really don't want to travel as much as I used to, but yet I need to have a presence. We can do that. We can place them before their troop, their tribes, their company, whatever they happen to be calling it, and still get a message across more than just, let's put them on a video screen there to be seen. Now we can actually put them as on a stage. So Tony Robbins has actually been using this. Tony Robbins is very dynamic, and he interacts with his audience. He's been using this for some of his conferences before COVID. And he can still do the same thing. He can call out to somebody in the audience, hey, what do you think about this? And back and forth with them. So they can feel like he is actually there. At first, you're kind of, wow, this is a little weird. But after, within 5 minutes, it's just so normal in interaction with that person that's hologrammed into it, that it's really incredible technology.
Yeah, I have to bring up Matterport, which you and I have looked at together, because there's a lot of resemblance to that. Is I've found on projects where, even at the physical project, if it's a big project, it's quicker to just shoot up 3-4 floors, and you can get those moments in time before the walls are covered up. And all this stuff has similarities to say, at the end of the day, why I'm doing this Art of Construction podcast, our global mission is to help contractors and affiliates grow their business by connecting the right construction technologies and products to the right handshakes. And that's the two things that are so, and one behind that is this, it can't just be a video game. It has to have a real reason for business, right? And it's about storytelling and education to put that together to make that work, right? And that's why there's so many cool things you guys are doing, but somebody still has to make it work, right? We're all trying to figure out that easy button that is sometimes not that easy. And you have to have a liaison to do that, right? And so, I mean, COVID has been amazing if you look at from the glasses half full, right? Because everything has a red light, turns into a green light, as Matthew McConaughey says. And that's kind of how I look at this conversation today, is saying, man, we put a lot of work into our brick and mortar facility that we had to really switch gears and go click to mortar with these different tools we're talking about. But here we are now talking about how it changed the game, and the only constant is change, right? So now how can we talk about putting the two together and moving forward? So what's kind of next for Liaison? What's the best way you should get a hold of you and the team of what you guys are going on, how to follow Liaison and keep up with what you guys got going on?
Yep, so our website is liaisonhomes.com, LIAISONHOMES. Liaison kind of is a stumbling block for spelling sometimes, but it's actually pretty easy. It's just LIAISON. And so that talks a lot about our integration and what we do, and also our phone number, 888-279-1235. And right now we're in Denver, Aspen, Chicago, Central Illinois, and we have one-off projects all over the country. I think my last count is we're probably in 25 different states with projects. Now, I don't think it's quite that high. I think it was 20 states. But we've got teams that travel. We've been, and this is a whole other discussion, but we've been working with a nonprofit called Towers to Tunnels, which is for our unfortunate veterans who have lost limbs and this organization has done a great job of building homes for those veterans, and we go in there and we automate them for them. So if they're in wheelchairs, they have doors that can open automatically for them, lighting and audio and video, and it's really pretty cool. And they've been doing those all over the country, and it's been very rewarding for our whole team to be a part of that.
Awesome. Well, we always ask, what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Yeah, the home office is here to stay. And it's not the typical home office of the 80s and 90s. The home office is going to be connected to the major office. And how's that going to happen? I think the hollow telepresence will be a part of that. I think having a video wall that's the size of the wall next to you, so you look at it, and there's the next cubicle when they're really halfway around the world. That's all reality. Everybody sees the LEDs. Price is coming down. And your home office is going to be a direct extension of the mother office, at least electronically. Yeah. And
the starts of that, you're seeing that. Like, that's, talk about a paradigm shift, you know, of all these corporate big buildings. Like, what's going to happen with all those, right?
I don't know. It's kind of scary. But, you know, there's some companies that just have to have people that's there. I just don't think that they're going to be as full.
Something else will happen. The only constant is change, right? So when we get inspired leaders that come in, we always ask, what is that one thing you want to leave contractors and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it to grow their business?
Yeah, I think it's the technology and introducing it to your homeowners. You know, getting to know what's capable out there and mentioning to them. And, you know, because they don't know what's possible. Even to the simplest of water mitigation, how can I protect my home from water damage, which is the most common insurance, to, you know, to the healthy home things. Did you know that we make this home so tight and efficient that your air in your home is going to be 10 times worse than it is outside? But there's ways to do that. Of course, they're all really good at radon and radon mitigation, but knowing that and bringing that up earlier on in the process, you don't have to, it's more costly to mitigate radon after you've built the home than while you're building it. Water purification, how can we make that water, because you've got that well there, purer and better? And how do we make that home a better entertainment? That has been really the uptick. Not only with video conferencing and Wi-Fi during COVID, but the amount of home entertainment that we're doing, people want to watch a good movie on a good screen at home. They don't want to have to go out to the theater to do it. How do we do that? Tremendous technology changes that have been happening to just be able to do it right at your home and have your friends come over and have your own private event and not be at the theater with the sticky floors as you walk going, or you put your hand into, you know, the sticky armrest.
Yeah. Well, Steve, thank you so much, and what everything you're doing with the Art of Construction Tribe and locally here with our experience centers, and being a liaison for the Art of Construction, as it's not just about how cheap I can build this building, is how can we have a healthy home and put it all together for the life cycle of what you really want to get out of life. The guy that went from working on people to now working on making the healthy homes. What a cool story. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Well, thanks. Devin, this has been great just chatting with you today, but also the experience for the last 2 years of coming up with this vision of our experience center here. You know, when I first met you at that event that you were putting on, I'm going, I got to get to know this guy. This guy's got more energy than I do. And most people would say that's not possible, but I knew it was, and I have found out that that is true. So those of you that have not met Devin in person, he has a lot of energy, and he knows how to channel it. And those that have met him know exactly what I'm talking about. So thanks for the opportunity. It's great, and let's keep taking it.
Awesome. Well done. Crush it out there, Tribe.